Blog Talk Radio.
Interesting. I wonder what this is. Interesting.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Cyrus, hey, this is Amy. I'm calling for your cardiomyopathy SMT.
Yeah,
at 9.
We're all set. Right. We're all set if you guys need to go early. This will be airing today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I believe we are ready. Stand by. And Cyrus, I've got you down for 10 minutes. Is it a 10-minute interview?
Yeah, I'm going to follow the suggested. So, yeah, we'll go about 7 or 8.
Okay.
All right.
Stand by.
All right.
I'm just waiting for the producer's heads up.
Okay.
Oh, and Cyrus, can I use your name?
Yes.
Cyrus? Okay, thank
yes.
you.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Here we go. Dr. Crowder and Stephanie, say hello to Cyrus.
Hey, Cyrus.
Hello, thanks
Good
for the
morning,
two.
Cyrus. Hi.
Hey, thanks to the two of you for the time and for sharing this important information. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
We're going
to
start
it.
The taping for you, okay?
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in to our online affiliates around the world, including our iHeartRadio and Amazon Music. We're glad you all could join us as well. This is part of our News You Can Use segment here at WYAD, and as we've been talking about, February is recognized as Heart Month, so this is part of our News You Can Use about your heart. It's estimated that between 1 and 500 people in the U.S. are affected by an often undiagnosed heart condition. It's called HCM, and it's one of those things that can cause the heart muscle to get so thick that it blocks or reduces blood flow to the rest of the body, and when this happens, that's called obstructive HCM. And this is something that can be really dangerous for our audience because, unfortunately, the symptoms are common to other diseases, which can make it hard to diagnose. We're here to give you guys some more information about it and what you need to know about where you can can go to be able to find out more. We're excited to welcome to our broadcast today certified cardiologist Dr. William Crowder. He's also joined today by Stephanie, who's an instructive HCM patient. She's going to share a bit of her story as well. Again, thanks to the two of you for stopping by. I really do appreciate the time.
Thank you very much for having us.
Look, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Dr. Crowder, I want to begin with you. For our audience out there, we hear so much about the heart. They may not be as familiar as I wasn't with HCM. Can you tell them more about it?
Sure, thank you. So as you alluded to, this condition, obstructive HCM, is actually a condition that affects the heart muscle in a way that makes the muscle very thick. Traditionally, we think of heart failure as a weakness of the heart muscle. But in this particular case, the heart muscle gets very thick, particularly inside the left ventricle chamber, and that thick muscle actually obstructs blood from exiting the heart. So that obstruction can cause a backfilling of blood into the lungs and increase pressure there, which can lead to the symptoms that we often hear about with cardiomyopathy. That shortness of breath, that with exertion, the exercise intolerance, the chest symptoms of either pain or pressure, heart racing, palpitations that can lead to passing out spells or, what we call syncope. Those are very common symptoms with the heart, as you alluded to.
And Stephanie, we appreciate you stopping by to be able to share a bit of your story. Can you kind of talk to us more about your experience with this condition?
I sure can. Thanks, Cyrus. We're just so excited to be here on behalf of BMS to highlight this disease for Heart Month. My experience was that in my 20s, I was diagnosed with a heart murmur, but nothing else. And that didn't stop me from leading a very active lifestyle. I was a mom of three boys. I was a marathon runner. But later in my 40s, I started to have those symptoms while I was running, the shortness of breath, a little bit of chest pain, and some fatigue, and it scared me enough to force me to stop running. And within just a few years, the symptoms had progressed to me being unable to walk up a flight of stairs without having to stop at the top and catch my breath. That was super scary for someone who was just a very fit and active person. So when the symptoms caused me to nearly pass out, I sought cardiology support, and I was told that I had obstructive HCM, and that is when I was referred to Dr. Crowder for treatment.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that, Stephanie. And Dr. Crowder, individuals may be surprised to hear, because as Stephanie was just alluding to, she was someone who was active, right? So, I mean, they may think, if I'm taking care of myself, if I'm active, this isn't something I have to worry about. But we saw that in Stephanie's case, that definitely did happen. So can you tell us, Dr. Crowder, then, how, especially when it comes to obstructive HCM, how is it treated?
Sure. So, one thing about Stephanie's story is that it's a fairly classic presentation of this condition. Particularly with her history of having heart murmur. Oftentimes patients get told they have a heart murmur and there's no clear-cut reason why. So there should always be some reason that you should have a heart murmur. So her story was not atypical from that standpoint. So treatment traditionally had been to start with some medical therapy, basic medical therapies, but often treatment involved an invasive heart, a surgery, or some sort of invasive procedure. Since 2022, however, we've been using a medicine, Camzyos or mavacamten, and that's for these symptomatic patients, these adults with symptomatic obstructive HCM. And the way this works is it decreases the contractility of the heart, and it relieves that obstruction that we've been talking about and offloads some of that pressure, and can really take care of some of the side effects that we've been talking about this morning. As with any medicine, we think about, side effects. And so we talk about patients. We talk about their pre-existing conditions, including pregnancy. We go over their other medicines. But still, with that decreased contractility, we have to watch out for development of other kinds of heart failure, which could lead to death. So patients on therapy have frequent echocardiograms, which are ultrasounds of the heart, which help, number one, look at the response to treatment, but number two, make sure that none of those other side effects are present.
And Stephanie, for yourself today, as you mentioned, you know, it was your journey that led you to Dr. Crowder. Talk to us about your treatment and how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well today. We did decide to do the medicine for my treatment, and I know each patient is going to have a different experience, but I've had a decrease in symptoms. I am able to walk my dog, participate in hiking, pottery, just family activities, and I'm back in the game.
Love it. Well, thanks to the two of you for this information. I really do appreciate you stopping by as we're recognizing Heart Month in February and talking to us more about something a lot of our audience may not know about, and that is obstructive HCM. Dr. Crowder, where can the audience go for more information?
So I always encourage patients to talk with their physician, obviously, about any sort of clinical sign or symptom. But generally speaking, the Internet's a great source. Camzyos.com is a website developed just to speak to this particular therapy and the all that goes along with it. So good resource right there.
Well, again, really do appreciate this. And it goes without saying, the two of you are welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you, Cyrus.
Thank you very much. We enjoyed it.
Thank you, and we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, part of a music and news segment here at WYAD. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.